Hello. Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in the area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household is chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts?
Yes.
All right, perfect. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
One.
All right. So what is your age?
54.
54. All right. How would you describe your gender?
My gender is identifying as female.
All right. How would you describe your race?
White.
What grade is your child currently in?
12.
12th grade, all right. So which of the following best describes the school where your child is enrolled this year? Would you say like a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, or homeschooling or another format?
The first one.
A public school run by a school district, all right. So when it comes to your 12th grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you're, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. To the best of your knowledge, is your 12th grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Has your 12th grade child's pediatrician ever discussed with you about how you can support your child's reading development at home?
Not at this point. I think we did a really good job. He's in all AP classes doing amazing.
Wow, congrats. So what information do you use to understand your 12th grade child's progress in reading and writing? Would you say like grades/report cards, English language arts, MCAS, information from your like child's teacher, literacy screeners, conversations with your child, parent-teacher conferences, or some other type? You can select all that apply.
Sure. I would say like grades, test scores, I mean my own experience with his like understanding of things he's read and conversations that we've had.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. So do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 12th grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Would you say you like strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
All right. Does your 12th grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help in reading? And you can select all that apply. So do they, like, happen to provide one-on-one instruction from a specialist, access to outside specialists, small group instruction, resources to use at home to help practice reading, a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are, or something else?
I don't know. I mean, I know kids are screened when they're younger to see if they need support. I really know what those supports are because we didn't have to take advantage of them.
Oh, all right. No worries. So have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your 12th grade child's reading progress? For example, like ever hired a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, gotten outside assessments, et cetera?
We never did, no.
All right. So thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? So I'm kind of going to read you like a small list of some methods teachers use. And if you could tell me if you're like very familiar with this, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar. So the first one is phonics.
Yes. I'm familiar.
So would that be like very familiar or somewhat familiar?
I would say somewhat.
All right. What about sound it out?
Somewhat.
Guessing from context?
Guessing from context. I mean, I've definitely heard about, like, context clues and using it like that. Is guessing from context like a reading program?
I would believe guessing from context would mean kind of like what you believe it to be, which is, like, you kind of get the context of, like, a word and where it's from, and then you kind of just take a guess at what it might mean.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. We talked about context clues for sure. Yeah.
All right.
Very
so would you be, like, very familiar? All right. So
yeah,
sight
yeah.
word lists or flashcards?
Yeah, absolutely. Very familiar with that. Yeah.
Textbooks by Fontes and Pinnell?
Not familiar.
So would that be like, not too familiar or not at all familiar?
I would say not at all familiar.
All right. What about whole language?
Whole language, I would say somewhat familiar.
All right. What about reading recovery?
Not that familiar.
Okay. And what about three queuing or queuing?
Can you tell me what that is?
I cannot. I'm sorry, but it's totally okay if you don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I know about queuing, but I was like, is that a program? Yeah, so let's say not, I would say not at all familiar. Let's just go with that.
All right, not all familiar. So from what you may know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Would you say, like, phonics, meaning sounding out words, or queuing, which is guessing words from context and sentence structure, or a combination of both?
I would say a combination of both.
All right. So research has found that queuing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, doesn't necessarily, like, effectively support reading progress. However, queuing is the strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. So knowing this, would you say you're, like, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of queuing in some schools?
I guess it's concerning, yes. It's not effective.
All right. So would you say you're, like somewhat concerned about it?
I'm somewhat concerned, sure.
All right. So how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? Would you say you've heard, like, a great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
Just a little.
All right. So you mentioned you have heard, like, a little bit or you read a little bit about students falling behind on reading. So would you mind specifying what you may have heard?
I'm very vague. I feel like I've heard that, you know, especially because of the lost in-person time in school during COVID, that kids in general have fallen behind in their reading skills.
Okay. So, all right, perfect. All right. So basically you've heard that, like, maybe, like, ever since, like, the pandemic happened and people, like, were not going to school anymore, being in person, that, like, kids were, like, falling behind a little bit? Just that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All right. All right. So I've heard that since the pandemic happened, some kids stopped going to school, they've been starting to fall. All right, perfect. So thank you so much for that answer. I feel like it's very, very good. As you may know, more than half the students in Massachusetts are not, like, really reading at expected levels by third grade. So knowing this, would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Well, if 50% are not reading on grade level, that's very concerning.
All right. So would you say you're, like, very concerned about this then, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. So to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read, or not?
It sounds like they're not, from what you're telling me, if they're using this queuing methodology, which is not working.
All right. So do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to work, or not?
I do think they should.
So would that be like a maybe definitely yes or probably yes?
That is a definitely yes.
All right. So who do you think should be responsible for ensuring students at a reading expected levels? And you can select all that apply. So would you say, like, parents, school districts, school administrations, state education officials, schools, or teachers?
All of those.
All of those? All right. Perfect. All of those. All right. So does your 12th grade child have dyslexia?
No, they don't.
All right. Is your 12th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No, he does not.
All right. Does your 12th grade child receive English services for, like, English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
To the best of your knowledge, does your 12th grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
He does not.
All right. So now the last few questions we have are just for statistical purposes. So what languages are spoken regularly at home?
English. Just English.
All right. Just English. All right. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have a master's degree, so I guess 6 years post-high school.
Master's? All right. Congratulations. So last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And I can give you ranges, or you can totally just ballpark it, however you would like.
Well, I just did my taxes, so it's $209,000.
All right. So finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01754.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It was
01754.
All right, perfect. So sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a like brief follow-up interview, and we would need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. But your responses to the survey would never be used in any report without your permission. So would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
No, thank you.
All right, no worries. Would you like to participate in a future focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
Maybe.
All right. So I kind of have to, like, register you a little bit with some small data if you want to participate in that. So would you mind sharing your first name?
You know what? I have a dinner reservation at 7, so I have to go. I hope you have enough information.
Oh, yeah. All right. No worries. Totally. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I hope you have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.